It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, December 15th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The Pentagon ships heavy weapons to Ukraine. Governor Newsom splits with President Biden over the border. The Washington Post announces mass layoffs, COVID surging again in China. Also ahead, Christmas in America. But first, the U.S. military sending its most advanced surface-to-air missile system to Ukraine. The Pentagon approved a battery of Patriot defense missiles to destroy Russian rockets. The weapons will arrive as early as January. The Patriot system can take out Putin's missiles before they reach their targets in Ukraine. On Monday, Russian drones attacked the port city of Odessa, plunging the city of 3 million into total darkness. California Governor Newsom breaking with the Biden administration over illegal immigration. Newsom telling progressive lawmakers the Golden State is at the, quote, breaking point under the current immigration chaos. Said the Democrat, quote, what we've got right now is not working and is about to break. We have to take some responsibility and ownership over what's happening, unquote. But Newsom is not taking ownership because part of this is his fault. He championed the sanctuary movement, refusing to cooperate with immigration authorities. Karma, anyone? The Washington Post, very liberal newspaper, warning its workers of major layoffs. The newspaper, owned by billionaire Jeff Bezos, is planning firings for January as the outlet hemorrhages readers. More than 500,000 users of the Washington Post in one way or another have canceled in the first 11 months of 2022. Other papers like USA Today began layoffs over the summer, and the newspaper industry in general is a shambles. Cases of COVID again spiking in China, Communist Party abandoning their draconian lockdown. However, officials say the disease is now spreading widely and is impossible to track. Again, this is a karma situation, as COVID, without any doubt at all, started in China. In a moment, how much do you know about Christmas in America? Right back.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. 10 days, and it will be Christmas in America. How about some facts? According to the Pew Research Center, 64% of Americans identify as Christian, 30% unaffiliated, atheist, agnostic, non-religious, whatever. Jews, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists account for 6% of the American population. Despite those stats, 93% of Americans say they celebrate Christmas. In 1937, American membership in houses of worship, that means people going to synagogues, churches, mosques, 73%. 1960, the number dropped to 63%. 2018, 50%. Last year, the number was at an all-time low, church-going in America, 47%. Jesus cannot be happy. So Christmas has now become a totally secular holiday. It was made a federal holiday by U.S. Grant. All right? And he said, hey, you don't have to show up for work if you're a federal employee on Christmas Day. And now that is, of course, the law of the land. Everybody gets Christmas Day off. But why? So the celebration is centered around the birth of Jesus the Nazarene. If you want to know about Jesus and you don't want any religion attached to the lesson, read my book, Killing Jesus, which is a history of Jesus of Nazareth. And it's perhaps the most fascinating history you will ever read. How could a poor, and I mean destitute poor, baby who was birthed in a cave, how could that baby grow up to be the most famous person who has ever lived? That is an intriguing question. And in the book, Killing Jesus, it's also a movie that you can watch, a very fine movie. I was the executive producer on it, and I recommend it. And again, there's no religion in this. I'm not pounding you on the head with theology. We're basically telling you about the man, because he did exist on this planet. And today, all over the world, Christmas is the biggest holiday of anything. So, the O'Reilly family celebrates Christmas in a very traditional way. We're Irish Catholics. We've been that way for centuries. I'm going to the grave that way. And we like the Christmas trappings because they're taken from all over the world. The Germans were the Christmas tree people. The Dutch were the Santa Claus people. And here's an interesting factoid. When the English came over, the Puritans at Plymouth, the Mayflower, they banned Christmas. They didn't want it at all. And if you celebrated it, they hit you with a cane or something. So Christmas in America has a fascinating history. But the most important thing is that you relax on Christmas Day, whether you're a believer or not. Take a deep breath and enjoy Christmas. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. I hope you go to BillO'Reilly.com. We got great stuff there. I hope you consider my book, Killing the Legends, as a Christmas gift. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 132 years ago today, one of the great Indian chiefs was killed in South Dakota. His death ended years of resistance against the federal government's brutal conquest of the West. Here is the story of Sitting Bull. Born in 1831, he killed his first buffalo at age 10 and joined a Sioux war party at age 14. His struggle against American troops began during the Civil War. Sitting Bull became one of the few tribal leaders who refused to sign peace treaties with Washington. His loyalty to the traditional Indian way of life won him thousands of followers among Native Americans. By 1869, after the Civil War, Sitting Bull was made supreme leader of the Lakota Sioux, the first person to ever hold that title. In 1875, the U.S. government ordered Sitting Bull to bring his people onto the reservation, but he refused. The clash led to the Battle of the Little Bighorn, where the Sioux and Cheyenne wiped out General Custer's 7th Cavalry. 263 Americans were killed, their bodies stripped, scalped, and massacred as a message to President Grant. The battle enraged the federal government in Washington. So Sitting Bull and his people were pursued into Canada. With food scarce, the tribe ultimately surrendered to the U.S. Army in July 1881. They were moved to the Standing Rock Reservation in South Dakota. In 1890, officials in Washington falsely blamed Sitting Bull for another insurrection. Indian police were dispatched to arrest the chief. Well, he was taken into confinement, but there was a fracas, and somebody fired a shot. So the Indian police retaliated and shot Sitting Bull dead. And here's something else you might not know. The actual location of Sitting Bull's grave is still a mystery. After his murder, the chief's body was dumped in a cemetery at Fort Yates, North Dakota. 60 years later, a descendant named Clarence Gray Eagle secretly relocated Sitting Bull's grave, and nobody knows where it is. More on the great chief Sitting Bull in my book, Killing Crazy Horse. Now this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.